Next up on Lehigh Valley Art Salon, At the Movies, a review of a current film with Paul Willistein of The Press.
The 2018 version of the Dr. Seuss classic nearly steals all the fun from previous versions of The Grinch. The film has its amusing moments and is gorgeous to look at. The primary source material is How the Grinch Stole Christmas, the 1957 children's book written and illustrated by Theodore Dr. Seuss Geisel. The first filmed adaptation of the book was director Chuck Jones' 26-minute animated TV film in 1966 with Boris Karloff as the Grinch and narrator. Director Ron Howard added backstory and additional plot for the 2000 live-action feature film that starred Jim Carrey as the Grinch. The 2018 3D computer animation feature adds more storyline and stars Benedict Cumberbatch voicing the Grinch. The latest version, which was seen in regular format for this review, is sleek and stunning looking and sticks to the basic storyline, as do the other screen versions. The Grinch lives in a cave, the Whoville residents are sweet as pumpkin pie, the Grinch again endeavors to steal the Christmas presents and decorations. You have to give directors Yarrow Chaney, who co-directed The Secret Life of Pets, and Scott Mosier, in his theatrical feature co-directing debut, credit for even tackling such a classic as The Grinch. As with the many film versions of A Christmas Carol about Scrooge, the story of The Grinch is a sturdy enough evergreen from which to hang many shiny baubles. A screenplay by Michael Lesur, who wrote Keeping Up with the Joneses and You, Me, and Dupree, and Tommy Swerdlow, who wrote Cool Runnings, tends toward the cliched and hackneyed in new characters, plot, and comedy. The latest version of The Grinch is produced by Illumination, a film and animation studio known for Despicable Me, Despicable Me 2, with its Minions, and The Secret Life of Pets, as well as The Lorax, which was also based on a Dr. Seuss character. In addition to Benedict Cumberbatch voicing The Grinch, other voice talent includes Cameron Seeley, Rashida Jones, Kenan Thompson, and Angela Lansbury, with narration by Pharrell Williams. The Grinch will be of interest to Dr. Seuss fans who may want to contrast and compare with previous versions and the book, and for preteens. The Grinch is MPAA rated PG for brief, rude humor. Opening December 21st are Mary Poppins Returns. Rob Marshall directs Emily Blunt, Lin-Manuel Miranda, Ben Whishaw, and Emily Mortimer in the musical fantasy. The Magical Nanny returns decades later to the Banks household. Aquaman. James Wan directs Jason Momoa, Amber Heard, Willem Dafoe, and Patrick Wilson in the sci-fi action film. Arthur Curry is heir to Atlantis and must get his feet wet to become a hero. Bumblebee. Travis Knight directs Haley Steinfeld, Dylan O'Brien, Justin Theroux, and John Cena in the sci-fi action film. A VW Beetle car comes to life as Bumblebee. Welcome to Marwen. Robert Zemeckis directs Steve Carell, Eliza Gonzalez, Janelle Monáe, and Diane Kruger in the fantasy film based on a true story. After being attacked, a victim finds refuge in recreating a miniature fantasy world. Second act. Peter Segal directs Jennifer Lopez, Vanessa Hudgens, Milo Ventimiglia, and Lea Rimini in the romantic comedy. A retail store employee starts a new career on Madison Avenue. I'm Paul Willistein of the Lehigh Valley Press at the movies for WDIY.